Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast.
Our gospel today is from Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Well, he is risen. We respond, he is risen indeed. So let's try it. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen indeed. The tomb is empty on this morning. You are looking for Jesus, but he is not here, for he has been raised. He has come back to life, no longer in the tomb. Now that is good news. That is the good news. The good news. But I'm not sure if I were there, if I had been one of the women that had come to the tomb, I'm not sure how I would have taken this good news. If I would have thought immediately, "Oh, that's a good thing." I think I might have been afraid. Certainly surprised. I'm used to dead things staying dead. I had seen Jesus crucified a couple days before. We knew he had died. I'm used to dead things staying dead, but God does things differently. God often has a surprise ready for us, likes to do things not in the way that we expect. And I'm also not used to seeing angels. I think that would be a bit of a shock, to see an angel. I've never seen one. Not a real angel, not an angel as as the women encountered here at the tomb. I've encountered many angels in my life, including even many of you, people who have lent a helping hand, provided a meal or a visit during loneliness, or, you know, the kind of angels that come and help us, that offer aid on the side of the road, or give you a phone call when you really need it. Those kind of angels I've experienced, and I've experienced it from you. But none of you come with earthquakes and lightning, and I thank you for that. That would be even more terrifying, I think, than the presence of a biblical kind of angel. I think if I were to encounter a real one, I probably would be terrified. It would be so unusual. It would be different. Out of my realm of experience. Now, I would like to think that being a rational, modern person who has read the scripture and read through the scripture many times, having knowing the stories, I'd like to think that I would be totally prepared to encounter an angel, because I've read so many of those stories in the Bible that the angels always say, "Don't be afraid." That's like the first thing they say when they show up, "Don't be afraid." So I would like to think that I would be totally prepared, and I would simply greet the angel calmly and rationally. and without any fear. Oh, hello, angel. What's up? I've read the scripture. I know what's about to happen. You're going to give me a message, aren't you? Well, go ahead. I'm ready. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm not afraid because I know I'm not supposed to be. Deliver your message. But let's get a selfie first. I would like to think that's how I would handle it, but I doubt I would. I probably would be scared out of my boots and trembling and unable to speak very coherently. I mean, much in the way I get incoherent when I'm meeting like celebrities or other people that I admire that I really want to talk to, and then to come up to them, it's kind of like, love your stuff. And just lose everything that I really wanted to say to him. I would probably be scared out of my boots and at least really nervous. I think I would want to hear what angels always say, what they said to the women. I would want to hear, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, O mortal. Do not fear. And I'd say, okay, note to self. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Try not to be afraid. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. Do not be afraid, the angel would say. And being sarcastic, I might respond, well, if you stopped with the earthquake lightning thing, that would help. That would help. Do not be afraid. That's the Easter message. We get it twice in this passage. Do not be afraid. Jesus is risen, so don't be afraid. Jesus has flipped over the powers of this world, so you don't need to fear. Jesus has made all things new. There's nothing to be afraid of. In Jesus, there is life and resurrection and new life, so you have nothing to fear. And when Jesus appears to the women, he says to them, greetings. Don't be afraid. The first words of the risen Christ. Do not fear. It's a mantra that runs through all of Scripture. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. The things of this world might hurt you, but they cannot defeat you. They can do things to you, but they do not have ultimate power over you. Don't fear the Roman Empire that killed Jesus, because he is greater than any government, greater than any government power or human power. Do not fear the sting of death, because Jesus has taken it away. Do not fear the power of violence, because Jesus' way of love has proven it to be impotent. Do not fear the power of sickness, for Jesus is the great healer who walks with you through it. That no matter what it does to your body, it cannot take away your humanity or your dignity or your connection to God. It cannot separate you from God's love. Do not fear what others say about you or tease you or bully you, because your identity is in God, not in what those people want you to be or say that you are. Do not fear the tomb. Do not fear any of the tombs that we experience in our lives, the tombs that deprive us of life or hope or love, because Jesus has emptied them out and filled them with light and love and life. Don't fear the past, because it's gone. Don't fear the present, for I am with you. Don't fear the future, because it's not here yet, and I'm going ahead of you. I will be there as well, because I am alive and I am always with you. Words of comfort and hope And in some ways also kind of scary words at some level to know that Jesus is always with us, because that comes with some level of responsibility that we live accordingly. But to know that even when we don't, and we all fall short of that mark, even when we don't live up to it, Jesus is still there. Jesus is still love and life and hope. Don't be afraid. I came out of the tomb because of you. I defeated death because of you. I had to do it because I love you too much to leave you alone. I simply could not leave you alone. That is the Easter message. That's the message of the empty tomb. Have hope. Have hope. Don't be afraid. Have hope. Have peace. Have joy. Have love. Have life. I know that my Redeemer lives. Alleluia, we say this day. Alleluia, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen and amen. And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.